Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio, and welcome officially to summer. I finally took its sweet time to get here, didn't it? And, you know, I guess I should be celebrating that, but along with that, it's my birthday weekend. I hit a big age last year, and I just don't even like thinking about it now, but I want to celebrate the age I look and not the age I actually am until I go to the local spot where they, you know, they do the free wings for your birthday, because I'll gladly take all those. It's a lot of wings these days. But anyway, I hope that you're doing good. Maybe you've got some good plans for the summer. I feel like summer is just a time where a lot more people, they like create downtime for themselves, or they're utilizing vacation time or whatever. And this is also when, you know, again, a lot of people are traveling. You know, a lot of people are going to be by the pool, or by the beach, or they're vacationing, or they just, again, it's just extra some, like, me time. And what happens is the summer reading lists. But these days, because of the way, you know, people are consuming books, it's more so summer listening with audiobooks. And that may be how your past has been. You know, it's like, I got like this list of books that I want to go and digest. And, you know, good, easy way to make it happen is just like flipping on the audiobook and boom, there we go. And while you're doing that, it's like, wait, I can do that. Or sometimes what happens is like, oh, God, this is, I could do better than this, you know? And I know this happens all the time. My fiance, she's been diving into a whole bunch of audiobooks. You know, she does it at work. She decorates cakes and stuff. She'll just pop her, you know, earbuds in and then just take a listen. And she listens to a lot of like mysteries and thrillers and stuff. And because of that, she'll get like sucked into one. And now she's listening to it at home, which means I'm listening to it. And I listen to some of the things that she says because I just think it's interesting as somebody who's on the outside. Like, clearly she knows what I do. But it's just like nice to hear some of the things that she notices or dislikes or does enjoy. So like at one point she noticed like this almost like casting age issue. And, you know, in voiceover, what do we say? It's like age doesn't really matter. It's just like the quality of your voice that allows, you know, the listener to kind of use their imagination. But I agreed with her because when I listened with her, I'm like, yeah, you're right. This woman does sound older, but the character in the book is supposed to be much younger. And then when we looked her up and saw her face, I'm like, she sounds older than she looks. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. But like, you know, sometimes it's like, I don't know, they're chosen for whatever reason, but it was like making her have a hard time kind of focusing on the book. But another thing was sometimes it's the accents. Like she was having a hard time understanding the British accent at one point in this one book. So that can be a little bit of a challenge. But the one thing that she was loving in the most recent one, she's like, Mar, listen to the crisp words. They're just like little magic to my ears. And they were just so crisp. You know, hey, we all have our different styles and you know, ways of sounding. But that's the beautiful part of this industry is like we all come with something unique that's to us, you know, and that's our voices and the way that we deliver and the way that we are and just who we are and how we speak, you know. So, you know, when you're over there going, I can do that, it's like, yeah, sure, you can, but you've got some things that you need now to work on. So maybe your, like, downtime this summer isn't exactly summer reading, but it's going to be summer listening and it's going to be for educational purposes for you to understand how you can be growing your skill and you'll actually then be reading as well. So your summer reading is a little mixture of both. So this is what I want to suggest. Like if this is something that like maybe audiobooks is something you've always wanted to do, but you've been like, oh God, it just seems like a big undertaking because it's like sitting down and doing the book. You're not going to do it all at once, most likely, but you know, you might be doing a giant chunk of it at once. So how can I build that stamina? How can I build the skill to allow that to happen? Well, it's pretty simple. You got to start doing it. So there are two ways that you should be going about doing this, I think. You know, one, you do want to go ahead and also digest a bunch of audiobooks because I just think it's important for you to understand how other people are doing them and kind of picking them apart as well, just like my fiance was. It's like, what do you like about it? What do you dislike? You know, it's going to give you ideas of things that you want to try to be able to accomplish and also things that you're going to want to maybe stay away from so you can engage your listener. But you also need to pick up a book itself and start doing it as well. You know, I always want to say, like, when you start simple, start basic. And it could just be picking up a book of choice and just read it out loud. It's not going to be easy at first. I'm just going to let you know that because I realize you're over here going, I've been reading for years. Yeah, cool. Not like this, though. You know, and a lot of us haven't really been reading out loud. We've been reading, but not out loud. So you're going to be kind of diving into this different world, even though you think it's not all that different. So you have to build some eye-to-mouth coordination is what I'm really getting at. It's going to not be the smoothest ride at first, but just like be patient with yourself because that will get easier the more you do it. From there, you're going to start taking little steps forward. And what I mean is start implementing little things that help you start to bring that book to life. What are those things going to be? Well, I mean, maybe it's just bringing a little bit more you to it. How can you do that? Well, I mean, who are you as a person? Maybe you're a little sarcastic. Maybe it's, you know, the emphasis on some of those words that are going to help bring that to life. Maybe it's just, you know, being really energetic and a little bit more animated. If you're building suspense, maybe it's something that's a little bit more mysterious. Maybe you need to just like slow down. You know, a lot of us need to slow down. That is something that you're going to notice. Now, two ways of practicing. It's not just like, you know, doing these things that I'm suggesting right now, but you might want to choose a partner, you know, somebody you can read that book to. So that way, as you are doing this, you know, maybe it's like you take a breather and you just ask for some feedback. You know, what was I doing that you enjoyed? What could I change that would allow you to be able to, you know, follow the story a little bit better? Or what do you think I could do that could bring it to life a little bit more? You know, that feedback is going to be very, very important, you know, because it's like now you have an audience. And it's not just you, you know, trying to listen to yourself and pick yourself apart. But then I do want you to do that, too. You know, it's like if you're just sitting there and you're doing it by yourself, even if it's just on your smartphone, you can put that smartphone right in front of you, pull up a voice memo app where you can all get those for free and click record and go ahead. Do that book. Don't put pressure on yourself, though. You know, like go ahead. Just do it as you would do it. And then take a listen back when you've got that extra second to be able to listen to it as a listener and be like, how do I feel about my performance? You know, am I going too fast? Am I going too slow? Can I understand and follow the story? Am I losing myself as in like I'm not engaged enough in the story because of how it's performed? You know, what can I change there to allow me to want to, you know, listen and understand what's going on? You know, so there's a lot of things that you can be doing, you know, to go ahead and start practicing. But let this summer be a good start. Maybe this is, you know, you've been doing straightforward information for a while and you've been doing narrative work, but like this is narrative, but it's different narrative, right? It like takes a little extra. It's not just, you know, delivering, you know, instructional information. It's telling a story and painting a picture and really bringing this imagination to life. So this is a great start to go ahead and, you know, really pick something up new this summer and start, you know, potentially being what somebody else is going to be putting on their summer reading/listening list. So when they're on the beach and like just kind of enjoying their downtime and some, you know, stories, it could be your voice that they're listening to. How cool would that be? So, you know, if you got some questions about what I've been talking about here, you can always reach out to me, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. Marissa@voicecoaches.com. We've got a brand new episode coming at you next week, already going to be to the end of June. It's crazy. But enjoy your weekends, and I'll cheers this weekend as I'm celebrating this birthday, all right? Stay safe.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.